insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to the program. Inshallah, we hope to be able to benefit from a few more of the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
Ya bani Israel, adhkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum wa awfu bi'ahdi. بعهدكم وإياي ترهبون وآمنوا بما أنزلت مصدقا لما معكم ولا تكونوا أول كافر به ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا قليلا وإياي فاتقون ولا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل وتكتموا الحق وأنتم تعلمون وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واركعوا مع الراكعين.
We arrived at verse 41 of Surah Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is discussing or addressing the Jews in Medina on the following points that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be mentioning, different stories of Bani Israel, what has happened to them, the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, what He has asked them to do, their disobedience, them not accepting and conforming with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands. In verse 41, after God mentions that they should remember the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, and they should fulfill their share of the oath, which then if they do so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill His share, which is to give them the rewards in the hereafter, and also that they should only fear Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلْتُ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَكُمْ وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ. And believe in that which I have sent down, confirming that which is with you, and do not be the first ones to defy it. وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا وَإِيَّايَ فَاتَّقُونَ. And do not sell my signs for a paltry gain, and be wary of me alone. After reminding him of the blessings and that they should remember that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, believe in what I have sent down, referring to the Holy Quran. This book that He has sent down, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَكُمْ. It confirms that which is with you. وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ. And don't be the first ones to defy it. It is interesting. I would like to mention this point. It is a introductory point to understand this verse and the following verses. It's a historical point, that is, the Jews, as we know, and the Christians, of course, were told of a prophet coming after Jesus, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam. This existed in Torah, okay, in the Torah, the Old Testament, and also in the New Testament, the Injil. The signs of the believers in this prophet, this last prophet, are different, as the Holy Quran tells us, but anyhow, that was mentioned. Because of that, some of the Jewish tribes decided to go to the region where the Holy Prophet will actually be coming from and starting his movement. It is very interesting. The Jews did not go to Mecca, they went to Medina, because they knew from their books that that was where the Holy Prophet will be establishing himself, not in Mecca, although the Prophet was born and raised in Mecca, but he actually set up his government, and the main part of his movement after it was established was in Medina. That was his center. So they went and established themselves there from centuries before. Now, another point about the historical point is that we know that, as the Holy Quran tells us in a number of verses, and history actually tells us, that the Jews, actually, the scholars of the Jews, decided to change and alter the message that was revealed to Prophet Musa, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, and the prophets that came after that, and explaining the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to give to the people. Now, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, believe in what I have sent down, which is confirming with that which is with you. Okay. Which means the book that you have right now, the Torah that you have, with all the alterations, with all the true points that have been taken out of it, the omissions that have happened to this book, still it contains the points. It still contains this part of the guidance, the message, that there will be a prophet with these particular signs that will be coming in this region. And you all knew that. This is an interesting point here, and I'd like to maybe expand on a little bit. The guidance that came to the Jewish people, it did not change all of us. They didn't like all of a sudden change the whole book around. People were practicing it and saying, yes, we have this guidance from God. But then when the hardships came, and some of those scholars that were stuck in the in their worldly desires and they couldn't control themselves, when they saw that some of the teachings of the Torah or the Injil actually contradicted their benefits in this life, if they were going to be accepting the prophethood of this new prophet, then that meant that I, as a scholar, am not going to be receiving all the money. I'm not the person that's going to be in control of that. I'm not the person that's going to be having that higher status in society. So at that point, they would change that piece of the Torah about this prophet or that. That's why they killed so many prophets. It was because of the conflict between their interests and what the teachings of the Torah and those prophets was. So before there was a conflict between the two, there was no reason to change it. They were actually very happy to have this in the book. They would talk to people about it. That was actually something that would keep the people together. So when the prophet came, after he started his movement, and he came to Medina, the scholars and the main figures in the Jewish tribes that were living around Medina, that had actually come there to be able to be the first ones to accept the religion of the last prophet that God was sent to people, they realized that if they were to accept the prophethood of this prophet, that means that they're not the ones that are going to be making decisions for their tribes. That means that all the wealth of the tribes is going to be decided by someone else. Is what do you do with that? So, these influential people in those tribes, when they came to the prophet, they saw the signs, they realized the signs that this is actually the prophet, but they rejected. So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, believe, you should believe in what I have sent down, which confirms that which is with you. Okay. At that point, they still hadn't altered that and changed the meanings of it or the words of it. And it says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ. You shouldn't be the first who rejects and defies this message, because you know it. You've been told, you're here actually to accept this. Now you're going to become the first to reject it. Now, a side point, what does it mean? Well, one point that's mentioned in this verse is that وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ. As we said, this is after the Holy Prophet has moved to Medina. So there were actually others that had rejected and defied this message. Those were the mushrikeen in Mecca. So what does it mean, أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ? There's a couple of possibilities that have been mentioned. One is from the Ahlul Kitab, from the people of the book, between the Christians and the Jews, you Jews shouldn't be the first ones to defy this. You don't want to be that. You don't want to be the first ones to be defying this purpose, with the extra explanation that we gave that these Jews were actually the ones that had come, in fact, because of the coming of the last prophet. So you shouldn't be the first ones to defy this from the Ahlul Kitab, from those that have been given the guidance of the book. The last piece of this verse says, وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِي ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا وَإِيَّايَ فَاتَّقُونَ, which is the point that I mentioned. Don't sell the signs of God with something very, very cheap. Don't sell these verses cheap. Don't start to alter. Don't change the meaning. Don't go and say this is not the prophet, although you know this is the prophet and all the signs are true about this prophet. Don't go doing that just because you want some more of the benefits of this life. You want more money, more property, and all of that. Whatever you accept in return for changing the message of God and misleading all those people is nothing. Even if you have the whole universe, if you have the whole planet Earth and all the other planets, okay, in this very limited lifespan that we have, 70, 100, 200, 2,000 years even, compared to an eternal life of hardship and punishment is really nothing. So لَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. Don't sell this cheap. This is not something that you would want to do. You would want to sell cheap. وَإِيَّايَ فَاتَّقُونَ. Only me you should fear. Don't fear your people. Don't fear others in your tribes that may actually make use of this and take advantage of this, of you accepting the message and taking over and maybe confiscating your property and all of that. Don't let that happen. You should only fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very interesting story, actually, I find. Beneficial for us as Shia in what we believe, as Muslims in general, we all believe in the coming of a Mahdi. As we, the Shias, believe the 12th Imam. We all believe in the coming of the 12th Imam. We're all expressing in words that we are awaiting his coming. We want to be in his party when he comes. We want to be on his side and help his movement. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really for us not to be like the Jews that actually went so far as to move from their own place of living, their own homes, their own hometowns. They didn't used to live in Yathrib. They didn't used to live in that very dry and harsh conditions. They were actually living in a much better situation than after moving to Medina. They moved to see the Holy Prophet and be on his side when he comes. They went through all that hardship. The climate in the Arabian Peninsula is not that which is not better than what they were in. It's actually a lot harsher than what they were in. So they went through all that hardship, yet when the Prophet came, they rejected him. I hope and I pray that we all don't follow that path, that before he comes, we say, yes, we believe in the 12th Imam, we want him to come, we're waiting his coming. Then when he comes, we see that I'll lose my job, or I will lose this, or I will lose that, and we will actually start being on the side of the enemies of our 12th Imam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to truly enable us to be on the party of our 12th Imam, and to be able to help his cause when he comes, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
La ilaha illa Allah, al-Malik al-Haq al-Mubin. La ilaha illa Allah, al-Malik al-Haq al-Mubin. La ilaha illa Allah, al-Malik al-Haq al-Mubin.